Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for today, Wednesday or Budget Day. And welcome or not, today's budget must be the most leaked presentation ever from any Chancellor. More on what farmers would like to see from it in a moment. But first, there has been a welcome upward movement in pig prices on the spot market, with quotes continuing to move ahead of contract rates. Woodheads are now on 143 pence a kilo at the moment, and that is showing a rise of 8 pence on this time last year. Still short of break-even, I would add, though. And coal sows are coming through at 125 to 129 pence a kilo. Every pence needed at the moment with feed costs the way they are. Ex-farm wheat is standing at £162 a tonne, but July futures, although coming back off the top of 175 last week, are still standing at 173. And for all intensive livestock producers, that's a worry, particularly with the ongoing drought south of the border. But for now, we're taking a quick look at what the budget might hold in store for us today. Here's Sarah Anderson at National Farmers Union headquarters.
The big thing that farmers are dealing with, as are many other industries, is input costs. And we've spoken about this a lot with you before, fuel, feed, fertiliser. But of those three, one that the Chancellor could really do something about in his budget is fuel duty. And we are keen to see that there are no fuel duty increases. We really believe it should be cut, but even if it could be frozen, that would be a lot better than an increase.
I was just saying earlier that it's one of the most leaked budgets ever, I think, isn't it? But do you think there's anything that he's got up his sleeve that might just help farmers apart from freezing fuel duty?
Obviously, the islands earlier this year were granted a fuel duty rebate, and we've been calling for the Treasury actually to roll this out to remote areas on the Scottish mainland. We think this could make a major difference to small Scottish businesses and rural populations, but at a relatively low cost to the Treasury.
Is there any news on anything of the bigger taxation issues that farmers face?
Things like agricultural buildings allowance. We've been asking for years that be reinstated. So we're hoping that be reinstated this year, 2% per year. So that's more farming specific.
And whether farmers and small businesses get what they want today, Chancellor George Osborne has promised a budget like no other. And I'll be finding out if there really was any substance to the spin tomorrow on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.